Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near the rainbow. Disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this ring goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near the rainbow. Disappears here and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
Guys, so much for joining us here at Raising Vibrations Radio. And of course, I'm your host, Reverend Raven. And tonight on the show at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, we are going to be on my website at www.raisingvibrationradio.com for a live radio show there, where you can hit the live radio tab. Click on the button and join me and our guest, Lisa, from Spiritually Guided Truth. She's got a hit show here on Blog Talk Radio. She'll be joining me at 8:30 p.m. on our Raising Vibration Radio page. So for all of you that are listening in here that have your hands up and want, you know, a reading from her, you will have to join us over there, and I will be giving a phone number for that too as well. In about 15 minutes, I will give the phone number for you guys to call in live to that show, and you'll have to put a 5-digit code in. So we will be getting to that shortly. I just want to say thank each and every. I just want to take this time to say thank you guys for listening to the show each and every week. How blessed we are that we're all growing together and supporting each other and uplifting each other. I can feel the energy. I don't know. I've been out today. The energy was totally amazing out there. I cannot tell you how beautiful it was today when I went out there and mingled among people, just loving. You could feel the heart vibration today. So I just want you guys to take notice of that, because something's beautiful. You know, that eclipse is coming up soon and I can feel it. And, you know, since we last talked, we've had such beautiful weather down here in Florida. I'm so thankful for the weather that we've been having, because you can go out, the birds and the bees are singing to you all day long. It is just so beautiful. And I hope that it is starting, wherever you guys are, that it's beautiful or it is starting to get beautiful for you. So I'm sending my love and energy out for that. And as we always start out, we're going to start off with our abundance prayer. So here we go. And this is your time where you, while I'm reading this, you want to think of 5 things you're grateful for and 5 things you wish for. And we're all going to put that energy in together and make that manifest for you. Because when all people are like-minded, we connect together and stuff, it's beautiful, that energy surge. And you will see miracles happening for you. So here we go. Creator of all that is, I come before you today to ask for abundance to improve my life. My faith keeps me strong. I come before you today and ask for abundance to improve my life. My faith keeps me strong, and I know you will provide for me and the people I love. And I know that he's going to provide for you too. I trust, Creator, that your abundant gaze is always upon me and watching for my highest good. I feel immense gratitude for all that I have and the abundant gifts you have already showered upon me. Abundance of clarity, abundance of stamina, abundance of health, of loved ones, abundance of so many things. I now feel the stream of abundance flowing to me, and I am patient and eager in allowing all prosperity in my life. I want to be the focal point to which enormous sums of money begin to flow into my experience, or whatever it is. It could be health for you. It could be friendship. It could be unconditional love. Whatever that is, you can change that around. There is nothing that I cannot be, do, or have. And that is so true. You are the creator of your universe. You get to do what you want to do. So I now gladly accept the following gifts. And this is where we write down five things we're grateful for and five things we wish for. So here's what I wrote this evening. I am grateful for amazing listeners like you that make this an awesome world, because I know you guys are out there doing it. I know that you're taking your amazing energy and you're going out there and you're uplifting and supporting many people out there. So thank you. I am thankful for the beautiful and intelligent guests that I have on this show each and every day, sharing their truth with us and helping others to reach their truth within them. I am thankful for the beautiful energy that we all have been experiencing lately. I am thankful for the unconditional love from all the people that I've encountered lately, and I hope you're experiencing the same thing too. And I'm just thankful for being here, that I got, you know, all the opportunities of the world, and I'm here in this present moment right now with you guys, so I'm thankful for that. Five things I wish for. Okay, number one, I wish for happiness and joy for all of you that are listening, and for myself too. You know, when you're putting it out there, you get to have it too. I wish for prosperity of abundance for all of us in here, and I want all of us to know our own truth and to resonate and feel that vibration. And number four, I want great health for each and every one of you, because without great health, what does it matter if you have all the money in the world? So have that amazing health going on. And number five, that you all have unconditional love, that people just want to be around you because you're you. And that's a beautiful thing. So I want all of this or something better for my highest good. It is done, done, done. Amen. All right. So there we go. We did our weekly abundance prayer. Remember, we are going to be having our guests join us at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to post a number in the chat room, plus I'm going to be physically saying it in another 10 minutes, where you can call in and get a reading, or go to my live link where you can go and tap into the live radio feed and join the show there. So Lisa is going to be our special guest. Let me tell you a little bit about Lisa. Hold on, I have this whole thing up here. She's an intuitive medium, and she does a talk show here right on Blog Talk Radio called the Spiritually Guided Truth, and it's called, you know, the something about consciousness. You know, it totally slipped my mind. I had it down earlier, and let's see if she will post it in the chat room if she's still there. Battling Balance of Consciousness or something, but it's called Spiritually Guided Truths right here on Blog Talk Radio. So but she has agreed to join me tonight at 8:30, and we're going to talk. I'm going to ask her a few questions about herself. I want to know how long she's been doing this type of work, you know, what kind of feelings she gets, you know, a little couch talk. And then we're going to be taking calls, and she's going to, you know, let you guys ask her questions too as well. You can ask her anything. You know, and she's agreed to do many readings too. So we're having a fun-filled show tonight. But before we get started with that, I am going to, oh, Battle of Consciousness. Thank you so much for sharing that with me. So it's Spiritually Guided Truth, the Battle of Consciousness. So keep your ears open for that amazing show, and be sure to join her for that show, because it's totally awesome. All right. So Here we go. I got a story I want to share to you. This is a parable by an unknown author. Because right now, with all this energy going on, and you know, I'm kind of like out here in La La Land myself today, but one of the things that I've been learning the past couple of weeks or so is self-love, right? How many of us really practice self-love? So one of the things we have to do is learn to forgive ourselves and others that are around there, and not so much for the other human being, but mostly for ourselves so that we can move forward. We're letting go of those limiting beliefs, those blocks, and it allows us to move forward. So I want to share this incredible parable that it's an inspirational story. It's a lesson on true forgiveness, and I posted this on Pinterest under Raising Vibration Radio. I will try to put it on the Facebook page, but I really wanted to share this with you guys tonight. And it's a beautiful story. And yes, I know she uses Jesus Christ in this parable. You can put it for whatever it is. You want to put universe there, God, Buddha, Krishna, whatever. It doesn't matter. You get to make that choice. So don't feed in too much about the verbiage here that I'm going to read. So here we go. A lesson of true forgiveness. Imagine the scene from a courtroom trial in South Africa. A frail black woman stands slowly to her feet. She is something over 70 years of age. Facing her from across the room are several white security police officers, one whom a Mr. Van der Bork has just been tried and found implicated in the murders of both the woman's son and her husband some years before. It was indeed Mr. Van Buren Borick had been established, who had come to the woman's home a number of years back, taken her only child, a son, shot him at point-blank range, and then burned the young man's body on a fire while he and the other officers, partied nearby. Several years later, Van der Borick and his cohorts had returned to take away her husband as well. For many months, she had heard nothing of the whereabouts. Then, almost 2 years after her husband's disappearance, the hate-filled Van der Borick came back to fetch the woman herself. How vividly she remembers that evening, going to a place beside a river where she has shown her husband, bound and beaten, but still strong in spirit, lying on a pile of wood. The last words she heard from his swollen lips as the officer poured gasoline over his body and set him aflame were, "Father, forgive them." And now the elderly widow woman stands in the courtroom and listens to the confession offered by Van Buren Don Bork and a member of South Africa's Truth and Reconciliation Commission, turns to her and asks, "So what do you want now? How should justice be done to this man who has brutally destroyed your loved ones?" "I want these three things," begins the old woman calmly but confidently. "I want first to be taken to the place where my husband's body was burned so I can gather up the dust and give his remains a decent burial." Pauses, then continues. "My husband and son were my only family. I want, secondly, therefore, for Mr. Van der Bork to become my adopted son. I would like him to come twice a month to the ghetto and spend a day with me so that I can pour out on him whatever love I still have remaining within me for the rest of my years. And finally," she says with tears welling in her eyes, "I want a third thing. I would like Mr. Van der Bork to know that I offer him my forgiveness because," and this is where you can put in whatever you want, but she says, "because Jesus Christ died to forgive." But you can forgive just because you want to forgive in your own heart. That universal soul is in you. "This was also the wish of my husband. And so I would kindly ask someone to come to my side and lead me across the courtroom so that I can take Mr. Van der Bork in my arms, embrace him, and let him know he is truly forgiven." As the court assistants come to lead the elderly woman across the room, Mr. Van der Bork's friends, families, and neighbors, all victims of decades of oppression and injustice, begin to sing softly but assuredly, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." So this is a beautiful parable that's been shared and told down, and the author is unknown, but it is a beautiful story about forgiveness. When you let go of those hurt feelings that you're having within yourself, and you take the time to let those things go, you'll see amazing things start to begin to happen in your own life. You know, when we let go, because that just holds us back. We don't forgive somebody, it manifests inside our body, a dis-ease within ourselves, because we're all here to be lights. And remember, when people come into our lives, no matter what their brightness or dimness is, we should still love them unconditionally, because we're all part of the same source, you see, and we're here to give each other unconditional love and remind us that we're here to have fun, to experience life. I mean, we get this opportunity to come down and taste amazing things, you know, like, I don't know, it is the springtime around here, right? So we got fruits going on, we got strawberries, blueberries, raspberries. Oh, they're so good. That, you know, that's why we came here, to get to taste those wonderful things. Or, you know, if we want to go for a ride out in our, you know, our convertible and just stream down and have that wind blow into our hair and feel that, that's totally amazing. That's why we're here. And to uplift and support each other, that's why we're here. All right, with that being said, I am going to open up my studio over there so I can share the phone number for you guys that want to call in and get a personal reading with our amazing guest, Lisa, and I'll be back. So let me play a song for you. I'm going to play my favorite one here, and I'll be right back.
I'm living on a high.
And I just posted the phone number for the studio if you're going to call in and talk, or you can go to www.raisingvibrationradio.com, look for the tab that says live radio, click on that, go to that page, you'll see Lisa there and her picture and the about the show. You're going to go down to the button and it says join Reverend Raven. So click on that button and you'll be in there. There's a chat room. You can ask questions from the chat room. I don't know if Lisa needs to hear your voice or not, but I did put the phone number in if she does need you to call in. And for you guys listening, and some of you, I text the number to you already, but here we go. 631 area code 353-4342. And then you're going to have to enter a 5-digit PIN number, which is 72392. Okay, so again, that number is 631-353-4342. And then you're going to enter 72392. 72392 is the PIN. And I have it posted here in the chat room too as well. So you can stay online and you can huge microphone and you will be able to talk that way too online as well. So you'll see the options that you can click on. You can do listen only mode. It is beautiful and awesome. So I'm looking forward to being there. But we still have about 9 minutes. So let me shoot over here. And I got a good news story that I posted on Raising Vibration Radio's Facebook page. By the way, if you haven't gone there to like that page, I put quotes on there, inspirational stories. And when we're going to be doing the next show, like tomorrow night, we have a show. Normally, I just do Mondays. But the guest that we have is from New Zealand tomorrow night, Mary J. And she's oh, my goodness, I can hear myself background talk. So anyway, she's going to be joining us tomorrow. And so it'll be exciting. And I put that information on our Facebook page. So be sure to like that so you can keep up what's going on here on Raising Vibration Radio. And so here we go. I have a positive story to share with you. Let me see which one. You know what? I'm going to do the lion, tiger, and bear, and then we'll go from there. So how a lion, a tiger, and a bear became a ride-or-die friends. Yeah, you heard me right. Their terrifying early months in a life bonded their three together. So life tells me if a lion, tiger, and a bear can become friends, we can all become friends, right? So meet Baloo the bear, Leo the lion, and Shere Khan the tiger. This unlikely trio of male predators have been best friends since they were rescued as cubs from the drug dealer's house in Atlanta, Georgia in 2001. The BLT, Bear, Lion, Tiger, as they are known, exhibit signs of being bonded trio from the moment we saw them when they arrived at Noah's Ark. Allison Hedgecoth, curator at Noah's Ark Animal Sanctuary, where the predators live, told Huffington Post. They were already seeking out one another for comfort and displayed affection by snuggling, grooming, and playing with one another, she said. Their initial bond wasn't unusual to Hedgecoth, though. What surprised her was their enduring 15-year friendship. Before they reach sexual maturity, a lot of times animals will form a unique bond with members of other species, she told BBC, explaining that animals typically grow apart as they get older. What was surprising is how they kept that bond, that family unit, well into adulthood. The three animals were only a few months old when the police found them 15 years ago during a raid in the basement of a drug dealer's house, according to the sanctuary. When they were first brought to the sanctuary, Baloo, Shere Khan, and Leo were injured, frightened, and clinging to one another for comfort, Hedgecoth told the HuffPost. Leo, an African lion, had been inside a small crate and suffered from an open infected wound on his nose. Baloo, an American black bear, was found wearing a harness that he had outgrown so much it was embedded in the flesh, which had grown over it and around it. And Shere Khan, a Bengal tiger, was severely underweight. All three of the cubs were scared, malnutrition, and infected with parasites when the Georgia Department of Natural Resources brought them to Noah's Ark Animal Sanctuary, a 250-acre nonprofit animal rescue in Locust Grove, Georgia. The cubs' living conditions had left them so damaged, viewers decided not to release them back to the wild and to keep them at the sanctuary instead, according to the Dodo. Their friendship was so strong, the sanctuary even chose to keep all three of them in the same habitat. Baloo, Leo, and Shere Khan have been inseparable ever since. Even though they live in a 3-acre enclosure, they usually are within 100 feet of each other. Hedgecloth told Inside Edition, "That's proof that they're not just coexisting or cohabiting, they're actually do enjoying each other's company." There's pictures. Oh my gosh, they got a little house that they live in together and hanging out on the front porch. And you can see the bear and the tiger kind of kissing each other. It's kind of cute. So for sanctuary staffers, the hardest part of watching over different species in the same enclosure is making sure that all their needs are met simultaneously, Hedgecloth told HuffPost. That includes their nutritional, medical, and behavioral requirements. Baloo, she explains, is a dominant, confident, and most relaxed one in the group. Leo can sometimes be distant, but is always aware of his surroundings. Shere Khan is curious and always wants to play. Still, these three predators live together, sleep together, and even eat together as a family. Noah's Ark Animal Sanctuary explains on its Facebook page. So they do have a Facebook page. You guys can go check that out. They're also often photographed cuddling together, especially since Shere Khan is so affectionate, according to the sanctuary. Although Bengal tigers, considered an endangered species, typically live alone in the wild, Shere Khan often rubs up against and grooms Baloo and Leo. Luckily, they never really seem to mind. BLT aren't the only mismatched orphans that have come into Noah's Ark's Animal Sanctuary's care. The sanctuary, which cares for over 1,500 animals and runs on donations, once took in a young male tiger and a female bear that were raised together and kept in the same habitat, Hedgecloth told BBC. However, once the tiger and the bear grew to sexual maturity, they stopped spending time together, and the sanctuary had to separate the two groups and group them in their own species. Baloo, Leo, and Shere Khan bond is different. Their individual personalities as well as their group dynamic has changed much throughout the years and 15 years together, Hedgecloth told HuffPost. And after the traumatic first months of their lives, followed by nearly two decades of friendship, it's clear that BLT has a bond that will last a lifetime. So do check out, there's some cute pictures on here, so do check that out. And, you know, be amazed by that. And I also want to tell you about another guest that will be coming up on the 14th on Raising Vibration Radio. She's from England. Her name is Debbie Maya. She is a clairvoyant, psychic, astrologer, past life regression, and therapist. Be looking for the post on that, too, as well. And I am going to go ahead and shut us down. Again, you can call over to that number I posted in our show. Take care. I can't wait to meet you guys over there. And thanks for joining us. Bye now.